We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, I'm Jake Flanagan from CHGO Sports.
And I'm Greg Braggs Jr. from CHGO Bears.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's. And today, it's our final plea to keep Justin Fields. Braggs, I've got a lot to say about this. Yep. You know you've heard it now for months at this point. I've got a lot to say and to tell you why we need to keep Fields. Why? Give me one reason why the Bears should keep Fields yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you're the man with the Justin Fields fat head in your office just across the room over here. You are as big of a Justin Fields advocate as I know in Chicago Bears Nation.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a supporter to Justin Fields, too, even if I think they may go a different direction or I would go a different direction. I can see the light on keeping Justin Fields. You can sell me on the fact, but it would have to come with a pretty big trade haul and a trade back. I don't feel comfortable like just moving back from one to two.
Yep.
If you're going to trade the number one pick,
sure.
I need a massive haul twice as big as last year's haul from the Carolina Panthers because you believe in Justin Fields. Not hedging your bet. We're going to trade back one spot and we'll worry about the quarterback position next year. No, I'm going to trade it all the way to eight, or I'm going to trade it back to 12 to the Raiders because I believe in Justin Fields. I'm going to give him a four-year deal, and I'm going to get us three future first-round picks, three future second-round picks, and a starting player. That's, to me, the starting point of a conversation of keeping Justin Fields.
All right, well, then that's pretty easy for you. Why not? Let's just do it. You just said it. So that was my plea to you. You just said it yourself. I guess we can be done now. No, I mean, I know that with you and really a lot of people that want Caleb Williams to be the quarterback of the Bears and then to take him number one overall, they just simply say this. Fields has had 3 years. He's had his time to prove it. Caleb Williams is everything. He's the Messiah. He's even in a bad year where he has five losses in USC, he had a better season statistically with touchdowns and interception ratio than he did his Heisman year, right? And so I get all that. But I don't want to talk about Caleb Williams anymore. You know why? Because Caleb Williams does not matter to me. Because Justin Fields is our quarterback.
Okay.
Because Justin Fields made me feel a certain way about the Bears again. He made me believe that this team, with a few more additions on defense, with a few more additions up front and outside on offense, are 23 months away from winning a Super Bowl, and we all want to blow it up because we have this new shiny toy going down the street from this new dealership that just seems like it's going to be perfect. Well, guess what? It might not be. It might be, but it might not be. And for everyone to have such certainty that Caleb Williams is going to be the guy for the next decade in the NFL, there's no way you can really stand on 2 feet and say that with 100% certainty. You can't. And I can't say Justin Fields will be everything that I just said, but there's something deep down in me that believes it, and he showed it at times in the NFL that he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, last year they easily could have backdoored their way into the playoffs. You know, they finished with 7 wins. This was a guy in Justin Fields that was hurt for, you know, 4 weeks, four games
right.
in the middle of the season that certainly derailed his momentum that he wanted to build to try to make his case to stay the quarterback here in Chicago. I certainly am not one of those people that thinks you can't win with Justin Fields.
Right.
But, okay, as I said before, if you're going to double down on him, push your chips all in. Show the conviction that you just said if you're Ryan Poles, and you're going to keep him here. I'm not talking about Shedeur Sanders next year then. If you're sticking with Justin, that's because he's your guy for the next 4 years, because you can then trade this pick back, take a haul, and build the team to become what the Eagles were the last couple years, to be what the 49ers have been for the last 5 or 6 years. That is a formula to win football games. There's no question about that. So do I think there is a pathway to success if they do choose to keep Justin Fields, as unlikely as I feel it may be? Yeah, there absolutely is a pathway to success.
Well, so it's good to hear you say that again.
Yeah, I've never hid from that fact, but at the end of the day, there is a decision to be made, and I do think it's likely that he's going to be on his way out here, maybe in the next week or so.
We'll stop right there.
But I know you're the Justin Fields guy.
Penalty flag on that.
Penalty flag. Yeah. Penalty flag here on the field. He's got Justin Fields socks in his pocket, and this is our. I carry him around.
I've been carrying him around for months. But hey, CSGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. So head over to the Grand Avenue location. Call 312-666-3444 to make your reservation today. And I'm making a reservation for 6. Every time the Bears offense touches the ball next season with Justin Fields as their quarterback, and DJ Moore out left, and Marvin Harrison Jr. out right, and Cole Kmet at tight end, and this improved offensive line, and this improved coaching staff, and an elite defense that's going to dominate the NFL, we're going to win the NFC North, we're going to go to the playoffs, and we're going to make a run. And then the next year, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Because that's what we're going to do for the rest of this damn decade. I was a year early on how I felt. I was a little too strong, I guess, last year in my convictions. But listen,
I may be
at the edge right now, and I'm going to be forced out. Everybody's telling me, you're crazy, man. You're crazy. Well, guess what? I am crazy.
He is crazy.
And I love it.
He is crazy.
But I will always be a Bears fan over anything else. But I tell you this, it may not be an ego thing with Ryan Poles. And I'll tell it to you too.
Yes, sir.
It shouldn't be an ego thing, and I don't think it is for him. But I'll tell you this. If Ryan Poles believes in himself, his staff, the coaches, and the players that he's put in here and that he's going to put in here, then he builds around Justin Fields and let Justin Fields take you to the promised land. And then when it's all said and done, everybody will have that equal credit. If they go a different route, just saying, I hope that they would still reach the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, do that multiple times. But it's going to have a whole different vibe to it. And I fear with a different person as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, the vibe may just not be right. It may be okay, but I know that the vibe is right with this guy. This guy has this locker room,
this sock.
Has a good portion of this fan base, and has showed us in moments, whether it's been against the Lions, whether it's been against the Falcons, whether it's been against many other teams in many other moments, against the Commanders, hitting DJ Moore 1, 2, 3 touchdowns, right?
Right.
This putting stuff right where it needs to be. There's something deep down inside me that believes that Justin Fields is the most dynamic player in Bears history since Walter Payton, and we're not even going to let him be that.
Well, somewhere I will agree with you is the vibe. When you talk about, if they're going to win a Super Bowl one way or the other with either quarterback, if you told me each way is going to get you to the promised land, there's no question that the story of Justin Fields and the Bears sticking with him and the team rallying around Justin, even when all odds were stacked against him to stay the quarterback and a lot of people didn't believe he'd become the guy, if he were to be the one to get the Bears back to the mountaintop to win their next Super Bowl since 1985, that is without question the best story for the Chicago Bears. But we'll see if that's the book that's written by Ryan Poles.
Well, I'll write the foreword if you want to commit to writing the book. Justin Fields, Bears quarterback. You know what? I don't think it was much of a plea. I got one sock in. I got 2 socks in. I got 10 toes down as Justin Fields is QB1 for the Bears. 10 toes
in these socks.
You believe?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Where's your footy pajamas?
It's over.
Where's your Fields footy pajamas?
See ya.
We all silly like the mayor.